escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just sent the chief of police a quick correspondence in the fine, fine little hamlet of Clay Como.
What's going on?
Well, there's a man who was wanted for doing this one bad, lewd thing multiple times at the same business.
Yeah.
Now, usually with a flasher, an exposer, you know, they're doing it for the shock value. Usually it's multiple like wooded trails. And I've had this happen to girlfriends of mine. My God, when they're out jogging, you know, they want the surprise reaction, you know, in different locations around town.
How many of your girlfriends, when somebody's exposed themselves to them, have said, you know what? I will have some
of
that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'm really impressed by that, sir. You know, it's just weird and gross.
It's gross.
And I cannot remember the last time we had a case like this where this guy, who is very identifiable, by the way, is accused of doing this awful thing at the same store every time, multiple times. Mm-hmm. Where there, by the way, is great surveillance. Mm-hmm. Why? And so I reached out to the police chief and I go, we have so many questions. Were there multiple victims inside what appears to be the same convenience store? Or did he keep going back and basically assaulting the same worker, the same clerk?
Clay Como can't be that big.
The whole thing is so weird.
Clay Como, Missouri. I mean, it's so small. It's described on the internet as a village.
It is a village. That's why I call it a hamlet.
I don't think anybody calls it a hamlet. But
well, I like the name Hamlet.
Is it a May Hamlet?
It is a May Hamlet.
From the text line, if they would just point and start laughing, then it would probably stop.
Yeah, I've always wondered what, you know, God forbid, what would you do in that situation? Because I do think about these things because I've had friends of mine. Yeah.
And 1,300 people.
Yeah.
Tiny little town.
By the way, they immediately caught him. The police are thanking the public.
Oh, they did catch him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He has been taken into custody because police said, who is this guy? Yeah. And they said, we got so many people saying, oh, that's so-and-so. He has been taken into custody.
Is he a resident of the hamlet?
They don't say.
Hmm. Okay.
Don't go criming in a hamlet of 1,300 people.
What county is it in?
At the same store.
It's in Clay County.
It's in Clay Como. Clay County, Missouri. That's what Clay Como is. Clay
is that
Como.
What it stands for?
Did you really not know that?
I did not know that.
Are you being serious right now?
County,
I'm being serious.
Clay Como. Yep.
Huh.
What do you think Lake Jacomo stands for?
Jackson County, Missouri.
Lake. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that. I've been covered in this town 30 years. Lake Jacomo. Well, Clay Como is Clay County, Missouri.
So Jacomo is not, Jackson County, Missouri.
Jacomo to me is not Jackson County, Missouri.
Where are we broadcasting from right now?
Mission.
Joco.
Oh.
Mission. No. Although not wrong.
I thought you were trying to trick me. I wasn't going to be tricked. I know where I'm broadcasting from. The FBI is relocating its headquarters to the Ronald Reagan Building, closing the storied headquarters building that it has occupied since 1975, the J. Edgar Hoover Building in downtown Washington, D.C.
They were looking at moving it out of D.C., period. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with that. Why does it have to be in D.C.? Put it in Kansas City. The FBI director says that the existing headquarters in the Hoover Building has accumulated years of deferred maintenance, suffering from an aging water system to concrete falling off the structure. Okay. So apparently they're moving to the Ronald Reagan Building. I didn't even know there was one.
We have an investigation update from lots of experts that sat down with the New York Times after the Air India crash. And let me read to you the update. While it could take months to reach definitive conclusions explaining India's deadliest plane crash in three decades, a New York Times analysis of photos and videos from the June 12th incident, which were reviewed with aviation safety experts, former pilots, and crash investigators, as well as an audio forensics expert, reveals key details about the disaster. The analysis suggests that the plane likely extended its wing flaps and slats before takeoff, used adequate runway distance, and took off from a typical point with a relatively normal initial ascent. Within seconds of takeoff, however, the landing gear retraction process appears to have failed. Yeah. You know, because right after you take off, those wheels come up.
Right.
That appears to have failed, and the plane's emergency power generator was likely deployed. Experts say these failures indicate that the plane could have experienced a catastrophic loss of hydraulic, electrical, or engine power while airborne.
It is incredibly rare, but I was talking to another expert who knows way too much about the aviation industry, who said that it was very likely one of the hyper-rare double engine failures. And if you get those engine failures, all of a sudden, we don't have enough power.
Because we've heard, Sam, like for a plane to go down like this, outside of sabotage, of course, multiple redundancies have to fail at the exact same time. Like, you could have any one thing go wrong, but for a plane to go down, you have to have 50 things go wrong at the same time. It's why it's so rare. There are so many redundancies built in.
Okay. Speaking of air travel, a man was arrested and charged after allegedly attacking a fellow passenger on a Frontier flight unprovoked, according to the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Department. Ashan Sharma, 21, has been charged with battery.
Good God.
Miami police responded to a report of a battery that occurred on a Frontier Airlines flight coming into Miami International Airport yesterday. The victim tells police the attack was unprovoked and occurred when Sharma allegedly approached him and grabbed his neck while returning to his assigned seat. Okay. The victim suffered minor injuries, refused medical assistance on the scene. Sharma taken into custody, and we are filled with crazy.
Jerk air right this way. So he
automatically has a seat.
Front of the line.
Yeah, my shirt on today. Thank you, Busby.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.